All right, our next speaker is Murilo Maeda, and this is the only one that I can say correctly because he's from Brazil too. And he
Well, Breno was from Brazil too.
is, yeah, Breno's from, but Breno is just speaking his last name properly. So, and Murilo will talk about an AIM aerial system-based panicle size extraction for grain sorghum yield estimates.
Thank you, Murilo. This is the your pen drive.
Okay. Thank you, Anna. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for being here, and it's a pleasure to have the opportunity to share a little bit of our work with you guys here. So I was very happy to see that our previous speaker was talking about looking at yield estimates at a farm level. What we're trying to do here is a little bit more focused on research and plant breeding applications. So before I start my presentation here, what I really wanted to do is kind of give you folks here a kind of a brief summary of what our program, our UAV program, is looking into. Okay, so we can look here. Obviously, we know that we have the interaction between genotypes or genetics and then the environment that we have our crops in that leads us to the phenotypes we see out in the field. So everything from rainfall to insect and diseases, temperature and so on plays obviously a big role on what the crop, how the crop is going to respond. And where we see the main benefit of having this UAV technology is that we can integrate different sensors to look at different traits, okay, depending on what our goal might be. What our group has been working on is collecting information throughout the season from planting to harvest, okay, information on traits that are related to plant growth, plant health, and then plant productivity, okay? And then the goal there being that we can hopefully provide enough quality information for plant breeders and plant researchers that they can be more efficient in doing what they do, okay? Now, you see here that I have management in there as well, and our hope is that methodologies and ideas that we're developing for research and plant breeding will eventually spill into precision agriculture type applications. So let's talk a little bit about the experimental design and the platform that we're using here. Our child was located at Corpus Christi in South Texas. It included 20 entries, okay, from historical elite material. Within those 20 entries, we had 8 that were inbred lines, and then we had 12 commercial ones. Those were selected to have a moderate height variation. There were 2 row plots, 4 replications. I'm showing you data here for 2 replications. And then the data I'm presenting is an average of 5 measurements per plot. Okay. The platform we're using was a simple DJI Phenom 4 platform, off-the-shelf system, no modifications. It does have an RGB sensor with 12 megapixels and 94 degrees field of view, and it does have a gimbal, okay? So data collection, we're flying at 10 meters above ground level. We're flying with 85% both forward and side overlap on the imagery, and that resulted in a ground sample of about 4.3 millimeters per pixel. Okay, so we're talking about very fine resolution imagery here. Obviously, we used the structure from motion algorithm to process our imagery. Here are some data products. We have an ortho mosaic. We have a digital surface model, and then we have the 3D point cloud, which is where we're getting our UV measurements from. Okay, if you notice those red dots there, that's the rough location of ground control points that we had around the field just to aid on georeferencing of the images. So I just have those in there just to give you an idea of where those points were roughly located at. Here's an overall look at what the field looks like. At this point here, you can see those orange boxes. So what we did there is set up plot boundaries where we can then go ahead and extract our data from. And then further, we set up some smaller grids, if you will, within those boundaries. In this case, they're 1 meter square, so we have 5 of them for each plot there. Okay. This is what the digital surface model looks like at the plot level. And then we have an example of the 3D point cloud. So how did I get the pinnacle length measurements from our UAV data? We have set up a web-based portal, which Dr. Jinha Jung is going to talk right after me about. But from there, we have a way to visualize the 3D point cloud for the plot level. And it looks something like this, okay? So essentially, I was loading up the 3D point cloud for individual plots, and then I was going into the 3D point cloud there and measuring 5 pinnacles from those. So those were random picked, okay? Now, the ground measurements were also from 5 pinnacles. Now they harvested, Dr. Rooney's group harvested 6.5 feet from the plot, and then they measured the length on 5 pinnacles, okay? And then calculated an average. So the point I wanted to make there is that the pinnacle length that I'm comparing here obviously is an average, but they're not necessarily from the same pinnacles. They're from the same plot, but not necessarily from the same pinnacles. Okay, so you can look there. Here we have measured pinnacle length. Here we have the UAS estimated pinnacle length, and we have an R square about 0.83. Okay, it's not perfect, but it looks fairly good. Now what we're looking at here is some of the results. What we have here, MPL is the manual pinnacle length measurement. And then UPL is the UAS estimated pinnacle length. Right here we have the plot weight. Okay, how much was harvested from the plots. So what we can see here is that if we look at manual and then plot weight and then plot weight and the UAV estimated pinnacle length, we see that we have a trend there, a linear trend. We look at this value here, this is the Pearson's correlation, this is not R-squared, they're all significant. And then like I showed you before, between manual and UAV measurements, they're fairly well correlated as well. Okay. Now the problem here is, if we're trying to estimate yields just based on pinnacle length measurements, we come up to something like this. Okay, so you can see here that we have plot weight, and then we have pinnacle length here, and the R-squared looks something like this, 0.36. So it doesn't look good at all if you're trying to estimate grain yield just based on pinnacle length measurements from UAV, okay? And you would be fairly similar to this if you're trying to do it with the manual measurements anyway, okay? Now I wanted to go back to this. If you remember on my first slide, I was telling you that one of the approaches of our group has been to collect growth, health, and then yield parameters throughout the season from planting to harvest. And so what we're doing here, if you think that these are plant height measurements, okay, throughout the season from planting all the way to harvest here, an example, every time we fly, we put a dot on that graph there, and then we fit a sigmoidal model through it and extract the first derivative out of that graph here, okay? So from this graph, we're extracting several parameters that are related to both rate and timing of growth of that crop, okay? At the end of the season, we accumulate about 59 parameters that we extract from UAV measurements that are related to plant growth, development, and then plant productivity. Okay, And so what I'm trying to do here is incorporate some of these measurements here to develop models to estimate yields along with the panicle length measurements. Okay? So if you look at this over here, is what I was showing you before. Okay? This is the R-square 0.36 plot weight, average panicle length. This is the same axis. This is the same axis as this one. Okay? That's plot weight. They're labeled different, but this is plot weight. This is also plot weight. And then here, we have the UAS predicted. Okay? And what I'm doing here, I have the panicle length measurements in here, and I'm bringing now growth parameters and integrating those into the model. Okay? Those were related to height, canopy cover, canopy volume, and then how green or greenness index. And bringing those into the model to develop a yield estimate that looks something like this. So again, it's not perfect by any means, but you can see how that improves prediction. Now, obviously, if we're talking about UAVs, the big benefit of UAVs is what we're calling now high throughput phenotyping. And by having to go into the 3D point cloud and manually measuring those panicles, that's by no means high throughput, right? And so the idea here is, how can we integrate or automate computer algorithms that will go in and collect that, extract that information for you automatically, so you don't have to do it manually. And so here's some preliminary data that we have on trying to do that automatically. Okay, so if you can see here, this is a 3D point cloud of a single sorghum panicle that's being isolated. And then we have two different computer models here. One is going through and trying to stack disks on top of it, and the other one is just fitting a cylinder over the panicle. Okay, so here is again the plot weight. And here is now the sum of the volume of panicles for each plot. And this is how it looks like. Okay, so you can see that it looks promising. Okay, so I'm going to conclude here. Real quick, what we saw is that we can actually use off-the-shelf, you know, simple platforms and sensors to develop this kind of 3D point clouds from where we can get fairly accurate measurements. Okay, we saw also that the 3D point cloud panicle length correlates very well with ground truth measurement, but that was not enough to be a good predictor of yield or a good estimator of yield. And obviously, when you start integrating things like growth and development, or you know, try to account for more than just the length of the panicle, that we see improvements in there. And then obviously that we see that automating their procedures, it looks very promising. And with that, if I have any time for questions.
We have.
Okay.
Great job. Thank you.
Yes, we looked at those that I was talking about that we brought in about growth and development. So we're looking at plant height, canopy cover, canopy volume, and then greenness. Okay, and we're fitting those sigmoid models and extracting the first derivative and also looking at the rates. So not only rates, but also the time and duration and so on. So.
In your integrated approach, how do you suppose the effects of disease or things like this, for example, how's that going to affect?
It will have an impact, and you know, this is just for one location, 1 year, fairly limited sample size, if you will. So you know, we are expecting, as we start expanding this and looking in going into genotypes that might be more susceptible for diseases and insects and so on, that will affect that. But hopefully, over time, as we grow the database, we can start accounting for some of that, looking at the growth and development parameters we're extracting from the UAV data as well.
Yes, I was curious about how, I'm not that familiar with sorghum, but does the panicle change in density a lot? Is that obviously a challenge to deal with? And is there any method you can looking at to deal with that?
Yes. So that's the point, one of the points I was trying to make is, it's going to be fairly hard to get an accurate estimate just looking at one parameter, in this case, panicle length.
Yeah.
But once you start bringing in other factors like accounting for the width and the length of the panicle or volume.
Does it change like how loose or how tight the panicle
yes,
is?
Yes, there are some that are very tight, very compact, short. There are some that are long and fairly open, if you will. So there are variations there.
Can you look at textural difficulty? Are you looking at other image attributes to try to sort some of that stuff out?
No. Okay. We're trying to sort it out looking at, the panicle itself, looking at the size.
Yeah.
But that doesn't necessarily tell us about the density, but the size or volume, and then bringing in growth and health parameters to try and see if we can sort some of that out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, we don't have time. Questions. Thank you very much.